America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Christina Staffo has stepped outside the studio for a moment. It is time for us to look back at the past 2 years. As we celebrate the first 2 years of our show, here are some of the highlights.
America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
It is great to say hello to Jay Moore. Jay, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be on the show. My favorite part of the show is when you say, I'm Ed. And then Christina hops in, obviously, and says, and I'm Christina. You know, like people don't know the two of you apart. They mix you up all the time.
That's right.
Come on. From now on, Christina should just go, and you know who I am.
And you know who I am.
That's all we need, more attitude out of Christina Staffo. That'll be terrific. Richard Lewis.
And it's about time, you know. It's America Weekend, and you're syndicated. You're a big shot.
Wow.
I need you, Ed.
I put it in the cup. Then it's time to find a top for the cup.
Oh, no.
This is a whole experience in itself, because you have flat top for paper cup, flat top for foam cup, dome top for paper cup, dome top for the foam cup. And the damn thing doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit.
And then when I did get it in the car,
yeah.
And you could see right here,
it leaked.
It shot collateral damage all over the cup, and it was all over my car, and it's an abject mess. It was on my fingers. My radio is now sticky.
Your
because
steering
of,
wheel sticky.
Because of coffee and because of a dairy product I didn't want in the first place. Supermodel Hannah Davis. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going? Thank you for having me.
Ed is very happy today.
I'm thrilled
I wonder
to have
why.
You. Yes, I'm thrilled to have you on the show.
He's in such a good mood today, Hannah. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen him this happy.
The sky is blue. The flowers. Well, there are no flowers. It's the dead of winter. If there were flowers, they'd be blooming. In the special, you talk about dating your spouse, living with your spouse, having sex with your spouse, smoking weed with your spouse, even thinking about killing your spouse. It's all held together by the theme of a Def Leppard t-shirt and cut-off jeans shorts. This special is a full working day, is it not?
Brother, let me tell you something. That was the best synopsis, and I'm not joking,
yeah,
I've ever heard. I've done 100 interviews for this album, Happy and a Lot, at jaymoore.com.
Yep.
You think living with your spouse, marrying your spouse, sleeping with your spouse, smoking weed with your spouse,
yep,
killing your spouse, and it's all tied together. Denim shorts and a Def Leppard t-shirt. I mean, just drop the mic. Get out of there.
He's
Holy
so talented,
smoke. That was
Jay.
Great.
See that? Now he wants to fill in for you when you're not here.
Great.
David Duchovny.
Ah, thank you. I didn't know that my character in Red Shoe Diaries' last name was Winters.
See that?
Just this moment. Thank you.
We don't just entertain on this show, we educate. Gina Davis.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Menus.
Now, oh, menus.
They never clean the menus, but everybody touches the menu.
Yeah.
Here's a sniff test for the menu, and it doesn't involve sniffing.
Sniff.
The next time you're in a restaurant,
yeah,
take the menu, put it down. Take your thumb, turn your thumb upside down, and with your nail, scrape along the menu, and you will pick up so much grime in that
We're
thumbnail.
Grossing
you
me
see
out
what I mean?
So bad right
you
now.
You see what I mean? Everybody touches the menus. They're always there.
Sure.
I've seen somebody take a menu into the restroom.
Stop
once.
It. This is so gross.
Everybody needs reading material once in a while,
not
but that is ridiculous.
Not in a place where you're eating.
Dick Van Dyke. Dick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed.
Miss Universe Pia Alonzo Wurzbach. Pia, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you say that I have an exceptionally hairy arm?
You do have a hairy arm.
Thank you very much.
All right, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to start on the bottom. I'm applying the strip.
Now, how long does this have to stay there?
No, we're going to peel it off right now.
It's instantaneous?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Should we get it closer to the microphone here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, ready? Wait, I have to pull it this way. Okay,
all
ready?
Right.
One, two.
Oh.
What? Look at this.
Look
how smooth it is.
Let me feel that. That feels good.
Yes, sure does.
All right, here's a question. We have how many layers of skin? Seven? You just took six of them away from me,
That's
didn't you?
That's all right.
It is an honor to have in studio today Jim Kerr. Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Ed.
The incomparable Dick Cavett. Dick, welcome to the program.
You have to go through your life saying Kalenge spelled the usual way.
I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Staffo.
When it comes to being a guest on this show, you've got to be good to get on in the first place. To come back on, you got to be really good. When you come back for a third time, you officially become a friend of the show. Our next guest qualifies. It is always terrific to say hello to the host of Inside Edition, Deborah Norville. Deborah, welcome back to the
if
show.
If I come back a fourth time, do I get money?
You know what? Hey.
Or a free t-shirt or something?
We have to come up with some kind of a bling bag, I
there
guess, right?
Wait a minute. We do have a mug.
Oh, we do?
You know what? We don't
even have mugs at Inside Edition.
Wow.
I have only been here for 20 years. I have mugs from every show that I've, you know, like you get to be a guest and they have mugs and I say, could I keep this? They go, yeah, yeah. Sure, fine, no problem.
I'm sending you a mug.
I will tweet out that mug with a big old smile. Thank you, thank you.
And because Christina literally makes the mugs personally.
I do. I make
the
mug.
She does.
It's like your own little wheel. And
yes.
Well, I don't actually like make the ceramic mug, but I do make the design on the mug. I bake it. I make it. You know, it's my own thing.
Good for you. Isn't that, boy, that's really a one of a kind.
Yes.
You see?
It is quite a pleasure to say hello to Nils Loftgren. Nils, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ed. Hi, Christina.
Hey.
It's great to be on the radio with you. And
Chris Matthews. Chris, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
Do you know who Susie Cortez is?
Susie Cortez? No.
She apparently has been crowned Miss Bum Bum Brazil.
Really?
I guess.
And why didn't I know that?
I guess there's a pageant, and it is based around your bum bum.
The bum bum.
So she has the nicest one in Brazil.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations,
to her.
Susie Cortez.
You know, you never know who the network's going to set up for us to have on the show. So tell us about your bum bum.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30. Afterburners are on. He's gone. Touchdown, Irish.
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.